So you made bitch, she calling me pop, you hit my jet, if I'm driving a ride, that's on my phone, get the fuck off me, someone position me playing Atari, back to your bitch, Lilo and Stitch, only difference, I'm turning the ditch, you send her my way, no she a snitch, maybe you're broke, but I'ma get rich, I could be a door, but you gonna get hit, you know, I guess that's all I can really
do. The NWA, we back, baby, we NWA back. Podcast, we back, we back, we got a special new nigga, we got a new nigga with us now, since my co-host don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, talk sometimes, and nigga be falling asleep and shit behind the computer, but it's all good though. We got Brandon with us and shit.
A talkative,
young, smart nigga, Puerto Rican nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? Rumor has it this nigga's a part of Terror Squad, one of the first members of Terror Squad. What the fuck is this? Why is it like one of them jumps from the military?
It is one of them jumps from the military.
Let's say I used to eat military food.
From the crack, one of them bitches out right now.
Where the fuck you get this from? I wish we had a camera in here. This nigga just pulled out one of Vietnam.
My man got a whole MRE.
Like, oh my lord, we stranded on
what? Two.
Nigga.
MREs.
What meal is this?
This one is Menu 19 Beef Patty Jalapeno Pepper Jack.
Last time I ate one of these joints, it like came straight from the show MASH. That joint was spaghetti and meatballs.
What?
Yeah. It was smaller than this. It was like this big.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
That's what I had, yeah. That's the only one I've ever had of these. Ew. Broke that bitch in half, and it was hot. Hot as dick.
You're using the heating pad joint.
Yeah.
So you like shake the pad.
I had the joints from when niggas get shot and they in the middle of Vietnam, and damn hungry, but my leg is cut off.
I mean, Iraq?
These ones because my shit came from Vietnam.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yo.
That shit had to be pretty old.
That's like almost 50 years old.
It tastes
old.
You want to talk about spaghetti with no flavor? That shit didn't taste like nothing.
Like zero?
Zero.
Zero salt.
Zero shit.
So a white person made it.
Shit, worse than that. A slave owner made it. I mean, if you want to talk about white people, that's like the highest level of white. Slave owner. There's slave levels owner? Of white, yeah.
Well, it's converted now. It used to be slave owner. Now it's politician. Politician. That's the highest level of white you can reach.
Shit.
You know,
business owner. NFL owner. Like, I mean, shit.
Jay-Z is partnering up, so he's in there.
That's next. We're going to get into that one before we end this shit, though.
I'm trying to open this.
I'm not going to get into Jay-Z one. I wish we had camera. These niggas is really in here trying to open up.
It won't
fucking
rib shape.
I feel like a virgin trying to find the clit.
Or a virgin trying to find a hole.
I can't.
It took me like 3 years.
What, to find a hole?
Yeah, I used to make bitches.
When they do it?
Yeah.
Technically.
I didn't ask for it.
You're right.
Yeah. Super freak, you know what I'm saying?
He found a loophole.
There's always a loophole. There's a loophole when it comes out to when you a pimp.
Like, I didn't put it in there. When she grabbed it.
Exactly.
I found it. I opened it.
These niggas over here really opening fucking... Lord have mercy. This shit probably smell like a fucking zoo. This shit like a bag of weed.
Smells like...
far distance. Sound like one, too.
On Instagram, there was this weed page. They said they were doing deals, $820 for a pound of blueberry kush.
Them niggas is that's the police.
I said, nigga, what?
Them niggas is trying to call your local authority first.
And then we were like, we're not going to make it up, then we're in Richmond. They're like, we deliver.
As soon as you hit the niggas up, the niggas going to hit you with the, step right here. Another officer be here. Like, nigga,
they
fuck
said,
that.
They said, we deliver.
Like, them niggas deliver a warrant.
What is this?
Them niggas deliver a
beverage base orange type 3.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a juice.
I thought that was a blade. A
juice pack.
Hey.
And then we got a little baggie to make the juice in. Fucking geniuses, yo.
And this is why the military is trash.
Hot beverage bag.
You want me to fight your war? Y'all feed me fucking bags of food and shit?
What do you
want to
feed them fucking... What's the word? Filet mignon.
$700 billion a year.
Son, they do make.
Where is it? Money? Yeah, where's all that $700 billion you were talking about going to? They got this piece of shit ass food right here.
You know how much an airplane cost? One airplane. They got like hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of airplanes. The U.S. military is the most feared military in the world. That's why no one has ever dared to invade the United States, because it's just going to be bad for them.
Yeah, but that's just so, I mean, anybody, if there was another country that had just as much money as us, they could beat us.
It's just going to, well, Russia.
That's how you win. That's how you win a war. You win
Russia
a war
got for money. Guap.
Money pays for wars.
China got guap.
Yeah, them niggas just,
all their money comes from,
yo,
us.
China's fucking with the United States with this economy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, tariffs?
No. Shit, so, yeah, sure. So Trump put tariffs on China. Ooh, it came with a whole pack of M&M's.
What? Now we're talking. Now that's 700. What's your shit got, nigga?
My shit don't got shit.
Man. He threw that pack of M&M's in there. So now that's the smallest pack of peanut M&M's in my life.
They got tortillas. Whew. They got motherfucking ketchup.
That must be the care package ketchup. From Call of Duty.
What is this? Is this the glory that everyone cries about? This is the cheese spread with bacon. The jalapeno cheese spread. This is the best one. And then we got, what is this? It feels like a cookie.
It looks like one. It looks like old one Boston Market.
Chocolate. Ew. Chunk cookie.
Oatmeal chocolate chunk. Yo, you know who sells the best oatmeal chocolate chunk cookies?
Who?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, they got a pack of lighters in here. What? Oh, matches. My bad. They got a pack of matches.
Let me get them Joes.
They got some ass wipes.
Let me get them matches.
They got some motherfucking salt, pepper.
You know, I smoke fucking mint, like one of the niggas from the 80s.
This is lit. You probably get like three of these bitches a day. What is this? This is cherry blueberry cobbler. I am not eating this.
That shit look, what type of cobbler? You gotta warm it up to make it big? Like
beef patty jalapeno.
That shit flat.
Oh, this is like a little oven.
What?
Yeah. Because did you not know that the whole point of those is not to cook them inside of a
cooker?
Yeah. A stove, whatever, microwave, whatever. They're for when your leg get blown off and you're still hungry, you go inside your fucking book bag. Oh, shit. Gotta wait for fucking, you know, some mash shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ever watch the show Mash? You know that show that, you know, when they come on, it's probably about that time to clean, go to sleep. You know, your mom tell
I've
you.
Never watched the show Mash.
I'm the oldest nigga in the room, y'all. By the way, Mash was way before my time. Mash was like way before like my own father's time.
What the hell was Mash?
It's an army show, man, with just literally just a bunch of Vietnam niggas going around. Just fucking shit up. Can you search Mash real quick? Search when that shit came out. That's some old nigga shit. If you've seen it, you, I swear, if one of y'all seen it, y'all be like, oh,
man,
shit.
I know what it is, but.
Because it used to come on. I ain't never watched no episode of this show. I'm over here talking shit about a show. I'm good. I just ate. I swear I just ate.
When you're offered M&M's, you always ate them.
Yeah, but that's a small ass bag of M&M's.
Yo, fuck niggas, you. This bitch that cost like $2 in the corner store.
I wish I would pay $2 for that small ass bag. That's how the store get robbed.
Go to Belmont.
What? The hell, Exxon?
Helmont.
What, the store with the backwoods with gashes in them?
Yeah.
Fuck that store, nigga. The store, that shit got, yo, I went there the other day, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm about to get a backwood. I'm all happy and shit, I'm fiend out, about to smoke shit. Open the backwood up. That shit looked like motherfucking, like I'm literally looking at the wall. Like, I'm like, oh,
you're
shit.
You're looking right through that bitch.
Looking right Wolverine through that motherfucker.
Trying to roll that bitch. Yeah, so it's what? Like Wolverine was trying to roll that bitch.
More than Wolverine, that shit fucking cat. anything sharper than, like, yo, fucking, a shredder was trying to roll that bitch. Anything. I was like, God damn it.
I was trying to roll a pack of backwoods the other day. And each backwood had like three fucking veins in them.
Oh, that's normal. There's ways. There's tricks to get the backwoods out of. I mean, I said.
Yeah, I googled that shit. You like wet it for 30 seconds and put it in a paper towel and roll it with a glass cup or some bullshit.
Oh, I ain't doing all that. But you can take your lighter and just press down on the.
I tried doing that, but it won't work. So.
But say, because you got this. Yeah, you gotta be careful. You will. I ripped that bitch in half. Yeah, doing that shit.
And, like, there was two methods. You could either flatten out the vein shits and roll it like that, or you could cut them exactly at them and then just overlayer the joints, and it becomes just one backward paper.
It's too much.
It's all too much, man. Fuck a backward.
Speaking of whoa, listen.
You got any smoke?
No, I ain't got none.
We ain't got no smoke.
No smoke.
No, well, that's not.
That's why we need these people to view us so we can get some money.
Right, we bunch of birth niggas with a mission. And you over here buying pistols and shit.
Listen, I was gonna buy that $800 pound.
From what? From the police? I mean, from the internet? These niggas would be at your doorstep.
Mr. Nunez, you wanted to buy what?
Yeah, these niggas would be blown.
I thought that was CBD.
Shit, niggas. Does this fucking smell like CBD to you? Niggas,
yo,
blue.
What?
When does CBD have purple hairs in it?
There's a culture store. You've seen the bud. There's a culture store on Midlo, across the street from like the Billards place. They sell CBD flower there, and that shit smells like chaos.
Yeah, that shit up, man.
But it don't smoke like gas. It smoke like dirt. It smell like flame, but it don't hit like flame.
You ever, fuck that. I can't. I have to smoke weed. I don't even like smoking motherfucking a vape. Like, even though I'm about to switch to that type of vape right there, I'm tired of tobacco. I can't smoke. No, I can't smoke the weed vape.
Oh, shit, man. You got a new phone.
Oh, yeah, I got what you got, just smaller version.
I know.
You got Galaxy 10, right? Right?
Galaxy 10?
Yeah, that's what you got, right?
Plus.
I got an E. It was for free, man.
Okay.
Buy one, get one, yeah. My mom got the note.
Would you switch?
Say what? No, I'm still with the same carrier. Different number, though, same carrier.
Ah, they pulled the card. You're not married to your number. Switch it. Cancel that line and get this.
But
line.
You know what's funny, though? I had a grant, like, I'm on a family plan, and my number is the grandfathered in number that owns the family plan. Well, the number I just had, not this number. This is a whole
shit. Why didn't y'all just switch your plan? I would have gave you the illest.
We grandfathered in. We go to AT&T, you know, they throw nigga shit.
You know that doesn't mean anything.
AT&T it does.
And that doesn't.
Because AT&T, you can't even go to AT&T and get a limited plan. Like if you walk into AT&T right now, and you was like, I want a limited plan, they're going to laugh at you like, nigga, who the fuck is this nigga? Get this nigga the fuck out of here with that limited shit. Just suck my limited dick. Them niggas don't play that shit. I'm trying to search that shit real quick. Them niggas do not.
Right now.
I use the same shit. Your grandfather then, you get this. It's just
because we've been deals. With AT&T. I've been with AT&T since Singler.
It's just deals that they currently have. It's not because your super. Grandfather in. Like, so say, for example, if the Bean came to me,
unlimited
the Bean was, she's been with Sprint for fucking decades. And we got free tablets. I'm like, oh, shit, your grandfather then, you get this free tablet.
Well, technically, that shit don't work with Sprint, because Sprint been holding niggas down. When I say niggas, I mean niggas down for a long time. Ain't nobody, if you're a grandfather in Sprint, everything's free at Sprint, nigga. Because everything's damn near free when you a year in. Sprint is the cheapest of cheapest when it comes down to this shit.
What, the
AT&T, it costs, you got, like, you know how many hoses out here pipping themselves for AT&T phone plans and shit? AT&T is expensive, nigga. Everybody know that guy where they got AT&T make over 100K a year.
Who?
My mom. Fucking, this nigga I know that spray foam and shit. He little weird,
your
dude.
Your mom make 100K a year?
My mom is a six-figure woman. She makes more dope. She makes more money than any person I know, man or woman. And that's why I only... She worked for the NRC. She a manager for the NRC, Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
That's why.
Nigger...
Nuclear.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
She Homer Simpson power plant type shit.
Oh,
she's
yeah?
The boss, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Your mom dope.
Remember a couple years ago when we had like a 5-point-something magnitude earthquake out in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were flying people from her job. They wanted her to go out there, but she was like, fuck that, I got kids, I ain't doing it. I was still in high school and shit, and I had a baby brother at the time. Nigga's still a baby brother.
How your mom get that job?
She worked for the government since 88.
Oh, damn.
She was dealing with my dad worked for the government.
Damn.
That's why my dad's an idiot. That nigga had the meal ticket.
He fucked up, yeah.
And then he doubled back and got this nigga's mom. And damn, that was the meal ticket, too. You know how she get down. You know how she get down.
Went with the Ling Ling.
And we ain't going to sit here and put my man business out there because he could be listening. But that's another story for another day. I ain't going to do that to him. But. We got, hey, don't edit that shit out. Keep that shit in. Sometimes niggas gotta hear something.
They gotta hear the truth.
They gotta
man.
Hear something. They
gotta hear the
he
truth.
Somebody tells himself this shit all the time.
Hey, yo, like, these M&Ms crack.
That's military M&Ms. That's $700 billion cost M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Were M&Ms like invented for the military?
Probably.
To get chocolate over there without like melting the shit?
Shit, the military invented transporting heroin.
What?
Did I?
What are you talking about?
Military, because good heroin comes from. You know what I'm saying? Vietnam area.
They come from Abu Dhabi, yeah.
Yeah, shit like that.
Good heroin comes from across the seas from
Afghan
and shit.
We was taking heroin, big amounts of heroin and put him inside dead military nigga caskets.
I don't fucking doubt that, because with this war, well, with the old wars in like Iraq, motherfucking all you see is poppy field seeds, and yeah, all they have is pounds and pounds of
people
heroin.
Gotta understand, and the government's the one heroin. That puts drugs in the United States. We just facilitate it.
You think so? You think the crack epidemic was made by the United States government?
The crack epidemic wasn't made by the United States epidemic, but the term crack was. Niggas was basing since the 70s. As long as hip-hop been around, crack has been around. Crack was the name that was thrown onto it by the government to arrest niggas.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. They didn't even call it crack.
Niggas was not, yeah, it was basing, free basing. Niggas was not getting arrested for crack. You would get your crack house raided back in like 79, and cops would be like, man, there's a lot of traffic over here. They would arrest you, fucking go test it, and be like, oh shit, there's not no drugs in it. It's baking soda. And you'll be right out selling crack same day. If the government got a hold of that shit and then they changed it. What the government did put in the United States was cocaine, though. The biggest cocaine dealer.
Pablo Escobar did.
Yeah, the biggest cocaine. But his connects with CIA agents and shit. The biggest cocaine dealers in United States America in the 80s when crack was at its height,
bro,
all had CIA connects.
Imagine being... Well, you won't understand.
Search Oliver North real quick. Yeah.
Being from...
He's a key player in this cocaine shit.
Being from like a third world country and having billions and billions of dollars just because of cocaine, you can buy anybody.
Yeah.
Like, say if you were a high agent in like a agency for like the south of the United States, because that's how they do it. They have like departments and like territories and shit.
Yeah.
And like you own like fucking Florida. It's like your job to watch Florida for the CIA. If someone hands you over $50 million, yeah, you going to do it or no?
It depends, because I got morals. I ain't going to jump for money. All good money ain't good money. $50 million, it has to make sense to me.
Not billion, million.
Million, yeah, yeah. I meant to say million.
$1 million to him on shit. I'll give $10 million right now.
But then again, my broke ass, we over here with no weed. And
his
we
famous,
ain't got no cameras to record this shit. Yeah, I probably would take the $50 million.
His famous right words That's were, come up. Plomo o plata. So that means... lead or money.
But I'm also not against selling no coke, though.
Take this money,
nigga.
He basically gave you two options. Take this money or get killed right now, because you're in my way right now.
If he gave me the money in cash, I'll take it. But if he gave it to me in coke, I would not.
Oh, yeah, if he gave it to me in coke, that's different. Because all I'm going to do is just sell enough to get me out of the way. And then the rest...
Making the crack.
I'm giving it away, yeah. I'm going to tax niggas. I'm like, look, I need this money back.
All you got to do is step on it real quick.
Or...
you can step on that shit 3 times and still sell it.
Man, you know, I could fund a lot of niggas' rap careers off that coke. For real.
You don't be like,
every
Suge
other
Knight?
Yeah, kinda. Suge Knight was a soft nigga, though. He just had real niggas backing him.
Was so. He a soft nigga? Didn't he, like, murder somebody? Like, isn't that why he's in jail right now?
Oh, yeah, now. But that was vehicle manslaughter. He ran a nigga over an accident.
Oh. Was it an accident?
Not in my opinion. But that's his claim. His claim is saying, like, his part of the case is saying that he's legally blind. And my thing is, what the fuck is your blind
wow.
ass doing behind a fucking Ford F-150?
He pulled a legally blind car.
Yeah, that nigga was, like, with a white cane or something during the one of the court case. I said, look at this nigga. It went from bullying niggas to this. But that shit is crazy, though. I mean, but no, Suge Knight saw a lot of niggas from motherfucking back in rap music. Not even back in the day, but nowadays. You know, the average rapper is, like, 5'11". Like, or shorter. Like, the tallest rappers be the niggas that don't even rap about gangster shit.
J. Cole.
Like, yeah, like, all right, I ain't gonna say the tallest rappers don't rap about gangster shit. Cause you got Gucci Man, you got Waka, you got a lot of tall niggas that can. The old Snoop Dogg, which was a Crip, still a Crip. He's like 6-something. But look at Snoop Dogg now. Snoop Dogg, probably, you walk with Snoop Dogg right now, nigga.
Yo, that nigga
be the
just
most...
made a gospel album. Wasn't it gospel?
Yeah,
he
won a
got
gospel
bored
album of the year for that shit,
and
too.
And dropped a gospel album. That's basically what it does.
But Snoop Dogg is the fit. I've said this before. I'm so glad on the podcast. And I've said this off camera. I mean, off the record. Fucking Snoop Dogg is probably the only black person that no matter where do you go on this earth. You know, some places don't have internet.
Yeah.
No matter where you go on this earth, no matter who, what race you are, what religion you are, niggas know that nigga.
Yeah, everybody
probably the only black that. Person that can do that. I think Drake is next for that. Like, Jay-Z's not even on that level of notoriety.
Not even black.
That nigga's Canadian, bro. Come on.
He's still black. That's just where
he's
from.
He's still black because
yeah.
his dad a pimp. His dad
yeah, his
is
dad
OG
is a black man.
Pimp, bro.
Straight black man.
I know that.
His dad is an OG.
This nigga still get bitches. I follow Dennis Grandma on fucking. I'll be like, yo, where the fuck this nigga be getting bitches from? And you could tell he was getting bitches with or without Drake being a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell. There's a certain anointing about a nigga that get hoes.
That nigga don't walk around saying, hey, Drake, my son, suck my dick. Nah.
Exactly. That nigga kind of like live his own life.
It worked the other way around. This my son, Drake, give him a deal.
Yeah, pretty much. Happened. Yeah, because, I mean, his.
You can't jump from Degrassi to fucking the
well,
best.
Well, you know Drake's uncle was profound. You know Kanye West has sampled Drake's uncle before.
Who is Drake's uncle?
Some nigga. Some shit. Damn, we got my fact checker over here.
Do this shit?
Search Dennis Graham's brother. If I see the picture of the nigga, Kanye West sampled him on "No More Parties in L.A." Anybody ever heard that song "No More Parties in L.A."? You know at the end of the song where he's talking about his cousin, there's like a part that breaks down to a singing part.
No. I don't even remember it like that, bro, honestly.
It's at the very end of the song.
You talking about Larry Graham?
Larry Graham. Larry Graham is Drake's. Let me see a picture.
He's got a picture of Drake.
That's fucked up. That's how you know you a star. Let me see this shit real quick. That's how you know you a superstar. Nigga said, fuck Larry Graham, nigga. It's all about Aubrey Graham over here. Man. But nah, for real though, hold on.
Yo, how the fuck?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
I'm trying to eat this shit for real, bro.
Larry Graham.
Move. MRE
so, so really, if you think about it, Drake actually comes from a family of musicians, for real, for
yo,
real.
Yo, that ass though, like, almost everybody that's in the, what you call it, like, in the industry right now, they're kind of like plants. They know, they have to, it's not like they did it naturally. I mean, like, some people did, but.
Most people, they know it depends what you call it naturally, because a lot of shit ain't natural. It's the internet era, so a lot of shit is not natural. A lot of shit is pre-made. It's already made up. Like, niggas already got their money.
You heard about, what's his name, 21 Savage?
What do you do?
Like, his whole family, well, I wouldn't say his whole family, but his father or some shit like that.
Oh, the England thing?
Already. Yeah, that's where they found out. That's when the masses of people found out about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, industry plants.
That's the reason that he basically got into the music shit.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, I don't think anybody that you hear with a certain magnitude. Like, if you turn on the radio, I don't really listen to radio much, especially now that I got a fucking phone, but yo. I feel like when you turn on the radio and you hear somebody with a certain level of magnitude...
I need some water.
They're plants. They gotta be plants, because who the hell else... First of all, I was talking to an industry insider one time, right? Like, an executive and shit when I was on my music shit heavy, and, like, he was telling me, he was like, yo, like, it's so funny how people really believe that half these artists have this story that them and their managers sat around trying to make up for days. Like, yeah, like, these niggas spend $25,000. These niggas spend $50,000. They got niggas in the industry. They already made their connections. Like, it's just crazy. Like, the industry, because a lot of people don't realize, like, the industry is, like, 90% business, like, 10% bullshit. Like, I mean, 90% business and fucking 10%, like, artistry. Everything else is pretty much smoke and mirrors. There's no way
smoking
in hell.
Smoking Mibs?
Nick Mibs.
What I heard?
Name an artist that just, oh, he's just so dope, and then all of a sudden, just one day, he's just in front of the limelight.
Eminem.
I know Eminem's background.
Listen, I got you right here, Travis Scott. I don't know where this nigga just...
Oh, I don't know.
The hottest nigga in the fucking world.
Bro. I don't know. I've been following Travis Scott since 2011, though.
Or some shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. At, like, 2011, and around that time, he became nobody to something.
Because even his stardom, I think, I want to say, I'm not sure, and this is something that I don't think you can even search. You would have to hear him talk about it.
Because of Kardashians.
I think he wrote a lot on, like, Kanye West's, like, what albums came out around that time? Like, Watch the Throne, fucking, like, Yeezus album and shit. Yeah. I think he had a lot to do with, like, production and writing on them albums, per se. Because I was fucking with him then. Like, I kept seeing him on credits and shit. I'm like, who is this nigga? And then I've heard stories and shit. I've heard, like, he wrote a lot for Kanye at that point in his career.
You know what was dope?
Who hasn't wrote for Kanye?
Kanye flew out a certain number of people to this random-ass airport field in, like, Wisconsin or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And dropped his album.
Jackson Hole.
Gave everybody Yeezys and dropped his album.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, what? That's some, I got some money. Let's do it this way.
You know, the record label flew all the niggas out. That was an album listening party. Def Jam Records flew them niggas out. Now, the Yeezys part, giving out Yeezys, that has nothing to do with the record label. That's all Kanye. But that's some expensive, ass shooter. Yo,
you see the picture of him surrounded by all his Yeezys?
Nah.
Oh, that I nigga. Show you this picture, bro.
Nigga, I'm still waiting on motherfucking Kanye West albums. The Yandi, whatever.
The what?
The Yandi album.
Yandi, that's his new album.
Nine times out of ten, and mark my words. God damn.
About 3/4 of those are unreleased Yeezys.
Yo, honestly, I think with Yandi, it isn't going to be anything that we expected. I think it's going to be a completely new wave, like how you do with his last
one. Well, I can tell you right now, mark my words, Yandi is not going to be a rap album. Yandi is not going to be a pop album. It's not going to be a hip-hop album. You're so right. It's definitely going to be something we never heard from Kanye, that is. Because it's definitely going to be a gospel album. That nigga's putting out a gospel album. He's putting out a gospel album. Kanye? Mark my words, yo.
Of course he is.
Kanye West is going to put out a... Kanye. Yo, he does Sunday service every Sunday. And this is the most consistent I've ever seen Kanye on some music shit in a long time, where he's actually doing something every fucking
these
weekend.
These jumps right here, about to drop and fall. I'm a cop.
Yeah, this shit's fire. I'm just waiting on the day Yeezus, and I don't give a fuck how much they cost when they do it. I'm waiting on the day you can just go in the Foot Locker and see him. Or at least get a raffle ticket for it. Shit. At least give a nigga a raffle ticket for one.
Man, them shits could be $20 and still count them just because of how comfortable they are.
Yeah. Like, yo, like, Yeezus. I like Yeezus. I like Yeezys a lot. I'm wearing Yeezys right now, sitting here talking about it. But at the same time, though, I can't wait till they just go into the store, Foot Locker, let me get these in 12. Like, nigga, you know how happy...
It's never going to happen.
I'm selling these motherfuckers about 20 years.
It's marketing, nigga. It's never going to happen.
Mark my words for this again. Yeezys is the new Jordan. The shoes I got on my feet are like the first Jordans that came out. Look at it like that. And like 20 years from now, these shits is going to be...
LeBron's too, though.
LeBron's another, because LeBron's a legend. 16, yeah, 17, yeah. Maybe. I wish I still had my first pair. I had the very first pair of LeBron's to ever come out.
This nigga has two different lines. He got the soldiers, and then he got the actual LeBron's.
Yeah, because the first one I had don't look nothing like the ones that are out now. And this was... Shit, LeBron wasn't even LeBron James the star back then. You feel me? He was on the way. I remember him getting him and Carmelo Anthony getting shoe deals at like around the same time. I was thinking to myself, like, why these niggas got shoe deals?
Weren't they on the same draft or something like that? Or am I
Yeah, because LeBron came in at 17, fresh out of high school. They would have been if LeBron would have stayed in college or went to college. Yeah. Because LeBron would have came in with Carmelo. He would have came in with like fucking like J.R. Smith, fucking Dwayne Wade and all them niggas. But he came in in 03. He came in like Yao Ming and shit. Oh, yeah, like...
You heard LeBron's son and... What's his name? Dwayne Wade's son on the same team?
For real?
Yeah.
Yo, this nigga... High school team. This nigga LeBron...
Boy.
This nigga LeBron wants to play with his son. I think that's dope.
That's dope.
Playing with your son.
Because a lot of people don't realize how young LeBron actually really is.
He's like 30-something.
Yeah, he came in the game at 17.
Yeah,
but he's been. It's funny because he's like one of the biggest players out right now. But like,
I don't think anymore.
I consider him. No, he still is.
Yeah, but he's been.
I don't think he's top anymore.
Oh, yeah, let me play this message. I'm ready getting y'all asses about this basketball stats? Shit.
Well, no. I'm talking about like
he.
In career stats, he fucking floored everything. I'm talking about. Current now, top of the game. Who?
Oh yeah,
the most looked at.
All right, no.
He's still
no,
dominant. He's still dominant though.
Right now, I can't say that neither.
He kind of, you could see how this be. Game was tearing
he
him
will
down
be.
Last season.
He will be.
He got his nuts hurt, well, groin area injury, which sat him out for so many games that the Lakers had no chance of winning. He got mad and basically fucking. Traded all the fucking players on his team and said, fuck y'all niggas.
No, he was trying to move around. They were trying to get the cap room. They were trying to get AD over there.
Honestly,
he needed a nigga.
I don't even think that was LeBron's idea because he was trying to do some shit and Magic Johnson was like, nah, this is my team, nigga.
No,
like,
Magic Johnson quit.
Yeah, he quit.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
He quit, yeah.
Magic Johnson quit.
That white piece of shit. Sir, yo, I don't know this nigga name and shit, man. And I can't tell you his position.
Up. Magic Johnson stepped down.
Search why the reason why Magic Johnson quit. That this is freaking piece
team.
Of shit
they
ass
sent
owner.
Six, I think it was six rookies to the motherfucking
Pelicans.
Yeah,
yo, Pelicans so like, hard now. Bro.
They traded six Lakers.
No. They gonna be because ain't nobody that went to the Pelicans is nice.
Yeah, they nice.
Lonzo Ball not nice. Mm. None of them niggas that went down there is nice.
I can
nice.
Tell you from the new update on 2K. That's all I could. That's my reference right there. The Pelicans is nice on 2K.
You're nice in 2K, nigga. And there's a difference. Just because you're nice doesn't mean that the team is actually nice in real life.
Yeah.
The reason why I say this, though, is because LeBron James is at the point. And now I'm moving on to LeBron James. Let me get back to the Pelicans. But LeBron James is at the point of his career where Michael Jordan was when Michael Jordan went to baseball. Y'all niggas when that nigga went to baseball?
Yeah.
Like, he needs a break. The nigga needs a break. Yeah. Michael Jordan went to do Space Jam and all these things and shit, and then came back out of ring with the number 45 on his back. You feel me? That's what LeBron James got to do. LeBron James has been holding it down. He has the most consistent career, like, played the most NBA games.
Yeah,
and some, and like I said, like I was about to say, he's, like, a part of this generation of basketball players. But I still look at him as one of the basketball players from my childhood.
From the
Yeah, because he's been playing he's been playing since I was in like fourth grade.
Was he nice back then?
Yeah.
He was 17.
He's like 37.
I didn't get into basketball until like past like, well, not until I turned a teenager. So that was
no.
He skipped college, bro.
That was like after fucking Allen Iverson retired.
Yeah, you missed basketball as prime. Missed, but the thing about that, and it's funny because people talk a lot of shit saying that basketball was better back then. What made basketball cooler back then was the fact that there was a lot of NBA didn't see yet that they had to actually make super teams.
Yeah.
That super team shit, I hate how these people be like.
Started with Golden State.
Yeah, how they think it's some bullshit. It should have started years ago. It's like, because NBA is different than all the other sports. You actually have to have, I played basketball, you actually had to have like five good niggas to be another set of five good niggas.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
never get lucky. And like, it's not like football, you get lucky and you see a home run through.
With football, the difference between football is, it goes by like different plays and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if your quarterback is nice enough to throw that bitch about 30 yards and your wide receiver is nice enough to catch that shit over a safety or a cornerback, then yeah, you're going to win the game. If your offensive line can defend your quarterback enough where he can get that throw off, then yeah, you're going to win games. But in basketball, you got to have five niggas that's able to run up and down the court for about 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, they
all have to be able to shoot.
Too. Yeah, they had to be able to shoot, tired as shit. They got to be able to jump, tired as shit. Yep. They got to be.
And defend, too.
And mind you, these niggas' knees is furred. Ain't nobody in. First of all, I'm going to tell you a little tip, a sidebar. The whole Golden State Warriors, when they lost to Toronto over the fucking, over the playoffs, last playoffs, all them niggas was hurt. All them niggas was hurt. They tried to throw, it was hurt, so they tried to throw Kevin Durant. That's why Kevin Durant dipped. Kevin Durant's like, y'all can kiss my ass. Like, y'all want to throw my hurt ass up in here? I'm not healthy.
The reason why he dipped was because they cleared him, and he won't.
He was not ready.
He wanted to go back.
Do you see the way that he fell and looked behind him? Like, it was Achilles hurt. Like, that shit feels like a nigga trips you when your Achilles stop working. His Achilles literally, you know how Achilles look.
Yeah,
it was no more, it wasn't connected to the other half. That nigga fell right in front of our eyes. Yeah. Imagine that. He's lucky that he's even able to get traded to a new team.
He did get fucking $1 million surgery on that bitch.
He's lucky that he's even able to get that. Like, he's lucky. He's lucky. That
guess
nigga
how
lucky.
Much LeBron spends on healing after each game.
How much?
$1 million.
I believe it.
$1 million just to heal.
Man,
that's
his
healing.
He spent this whole offseason, last
healing
off-season
process.
Just working out.
The reason why sports wasn't never in my callings was because I just couldn't imagine myself breaking my body down. Cause I know a lot about sports, like breaking my body down, like so early in your life.
Shit, I was with it. I used to play baseball. The only problem I had was that I like to smoke weed.
Every basketball player smoke weed. Every
college and shit like that. They drug test you and all of that. So I would eventually have to stop smoking, and I wasn't with it.
Well, that's why you don't play baseball now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my cousin, his injury when he played, because he was a nice ass baseball player and shit. My cousin, he used to just split his fingers too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Like, because you play baseball, you would know like how this shit was just, he had to get stitches like every fucking season because of that shit.
I will have my thumb, actually, the ball will keep hitting my thumb and it'll push it back. So when I like will play catcher, I used to get injuries all the time.
Yeah, because he was an outfielder.
Catch a ball.
Nah, it wasn't even that, bro. It's just the mitt that I had, the pocket was too small. So you have to catch it in that exact spot all the time, right? But I was getting to the level where you see curveballs, sliders and shit, and I got a small ass pocket. That shit would hit my thumb. That,
yeah. Because my sport of choice.
Coming in at like 80 miles an hour.
Because I did the basketball thing recreationally. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually facing the repercussions of that now, like in life with my knee injuries and shit. We did it every day. But with football was my shit. Like that was my shit. I was actually planning on going to NFL one day. But then I woke up one day and I was like, I just started doing reading. I was one of them smart niggas and shit, man. Like I wanted to know why O.J. Simpson killed this bitch and forgot about it. Like I wanted to know these type of things. I wanted to know why Ray Lewis killed the nigga and forgot about it. I just wanted to know CTE is real. These niggas can't, you can't get hit in the head that many fucking times, man. The niggas don't pay you. The niggas, when you out the NFL,
you don't get paid.
You don't get paid.
The
nigga,
wear the contract.
I thought it was contract.
No. Hell no. Ain't no pension. None of this shit.
Let me break down how the contract is.
When you do the contract, you sign it in basketball.
Well, basketball has been paid. The NBA, where Adam Silver and all the niggas have been able to do in the NBA, have been able to make them more forward. That's why I would never stop watching NBA basketball.
Yo, this is how the NFL contracts work. Let's say if you guarantee, let's say you sign a contract for 50 mil, right?
Yeah.
You're guaranteed probably 10. For you to get those other 40 mil, you have to complete achievements. You have to get bonuses. So you get the 10 mil within 7 years, whatever the term of the contract is. But then they want you to rush 200 yards to get 2.7 mil. And then you have to catch another 8 balls and do like 7 touchdowns to get another 10 mil.
That's why you don't see no NFL player with these astronomical big ass contracts that you see NBA players with. Yeah. Like Kevin Durant, one of the most highest paid players. Like all these niggas getting like $280 million. I'm just throwing a number out there, but $280 million checks and shit. Like NFL, you ain't seeing a nigga getting that. You're gonna see a nigga get like fucking
Alex Rodriguez got like $440 million for like a 12-year contract, I think it was.
Oh,
look it up, that nigga.
A-Rod?
Yeah.
Oh, baseball. Baseball, they get the they get the most, and they also get guarantee checks. So no matter what happens career, you're gonna get paid. So he niggas like that are paid. That's why. Yo, them baseball player niggas, they probably trick the most. They probably get more barely bitches play than a little
bit. Once they pass the tipping point of possibility of them going to the playoffs, they just fucking just stop playing.
Yeah, you ain't never seen how them fat ass baseball players and shit. I know y'all niggas have seen some fat ass baseball players. Baseball players be looking like me. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Bartolo Colon.
Big Poppy no
run. I was about to say Big Poppy was big. Big Poppy was big.
He always gets a pinch runner.
That nigga been big. I don't think Big Poppy was ever little. That's why his name is Big fucking Poppy. Yeah. I've never seen Big Poppy
run from first to second base.
Yeah, he hit that bitch, he either go all the way around and stop at first.
Even when the nigga pulled up and shot him, he ain't run. That nigga shit, I'm gonna take this bullet.
That's funny. You know that shot wasn't meant for him, right?
It wasn't meant for him.
It was meant for the nigga next to him.
But he was hanging out in the wrong. Yo, these rich niggas don't know how to act. He went back to his country, nigga.
What you mean? That's like if I'm a $1 million person, I'm gonna go back to where I started from, and I'm gonna chill with my niggas.
I don't give a fuck about them niggas, man.
I'm going to my side.
Yeah,
I'm
like I'll take you. Yeah. I will take you, but I'm not really chill. Like you gotta understand your food automatically. Your food.
Your biggest haters come from where you grew up from.
Yeah.
Everybody that you have problems with growing up, those are gonna be your number one haters. So you gonna go back over there and get fucked up?
Yeah. I mean, look at Nipsey Hussle. I mean, I could tell about the show all the time. Nipsey Hussle built a whole empire in his neighborhood, and it took for him to say one thing to a hating-ass nigga. And mind you, fuck all that. Like, they keep saying that, have you read the transcripts of what really happened? Like, his girl, the nigga that shot Nipsey Hussle, his girl taking pictures with this nigga, he can't afford to motherfucker. The nigga that shot him can't afford to get a burger from the store next to the junk. Like, he's mad. Yeah. Like, he's mad.
He got called a snitch, nigga.
You get called a snitch by a nigga that's from your set. No, this had nothing to do with this. Actually, shows how hard Nip is. R.I.P. Nipsey. This actually shows how and how much of a bitch these niggas are.
He bought his whole block, owned that bitch.
Yeah,
and
you can't.
Like, you gotta go, bro. You a snitch.
Yeah, and that's honorable.
Left came back.
That's honorable. With the nigga, but I hate the dude Eric Holder so much that I could just. I mean, I wish street justice would have took care of that rather than him actually going to jail. I wish we would have found out that he got murdered, like how Tupac's killer got murdered. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish we would have found that type of shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it just, that's the most coward act.
He did some disrespectful shit. He shot him and then kicked him in the head.
That's
some disrespectful.
On camera, in broad daylight. Yeah. He shot him
from right here. Pop.
And the two other niggas he was with. And the two niggas he was with.
Yeah.
And he can't.
Rest in peace, them niggas too, because they dead.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No, they actually fucked up. One nigga actually ended up going. He got the nigga that the reason why they were all there. The dude ended up going up there. He's got probation. I mean, got out of jail. He was going to see his peoples. His nephew took him over there to get some clothes and shit to go see Nipsey. They told Nipsey was happening. Nipsey was hooking nigga up some free clothes and shit. Go so he can see his peoples and shit.
Yeah.
The dude ended up going on probation. I mean, ended up going to jail for a parole violation right after he got shot. Like, he was in a wheelchair, and he's for parole violation.
Because he was at the wrong place wrong time?
Yeah, because when you're on parole, you can't be around none of that type of shit, no matter what the fuck happens.
Let me know if it's not your fault?
No matter what the fuck happens.
What? If you're just chilling.
You can't have no gang contact. Mind you, Nipsey's still a gang member. Yeah, Eric Holder's still a gang member. His nephew might have been a gang member. You can't be around none of that shit. You're in a rolling 60s neighborhood.
Either. If you're around a felon, you can get in trouble.
Yeah, you can't be around, and you damn sure can't be around a gun, which he got shot. You're not supposed to put yourself in any type of situation that you would have put yourself in years ago to put yourself into that situation.
That's called probation.
Eric Holder's fucking, not Eric Holder, I'm sorry, man. Fuck that nigga. We're not even going to say his name no more. Fucking, the dude that I'm talking about, his nephew that took him there, he got shot at his belt buckle, which he didn't get hurt at all.
Shot on the belt buckle?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, so he walked away unscathed. Damn. Probably scares the bitch, shot but he walked away unscathed. The dude that was getting the clothes with Nipsey. There was three people.
With two other people.
Yeah, there were three people there. Yeah, Nipsey, two other people. Nipsey had no security. But that's what makes these niggas
his hood. Block. Like, his hood was hit. He bought his hood.
Block. Yeah, but that's how I would feel. So to take back what Brandon said, that's how I would feel too, kind of. But, you know, these type of situations show you, like, you can't really go back to your neighborhood, though. For real.
Niggas go to the hills.
Yeah, niggas don't know. White bitches. Yeah, niggas don't know how to act. Niggas just, it's unfortunate. And it's just unfortunate. Like, people rather take than actually
give.
Yeah. Or not give. People actually take to actually work. Niggas don't work for it.
I just think in jail for the rest of his life.
You probably get fucked up in there too.
Oh yeah, he don't get his ass whooped. They know his name
on the daily. They won't even
tell him. Once they know his name, they know why he in there. He's done.
Everybody knows him by his face, bro. His face was all over the news.
Done, bro. You can't come back from that. You can't.
Nope. And to make it even worse, and you know, I was watching the story, not the story of OJ. What's it called? The OJ trial show that came on FX a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago. I was watching this shit. And the dude, Darden, I can't think of his name, but some black house nigga that end up working with the white people and shit that was trying to get OJ in jail, like the defense, you know what I'm saying, attorneys and shit. Yeah. This dude named Darden. That's his, like, Chris Darden, I think his name? Chris Darden? Search Chris Darden and tell me who Chris Darden is real quick, yeah. Because I think his name is Chris Darden.
A little sidetrack real quick. We'll go back to Chris Darden when he pulled it up. But how the fuck did OJ put a glove on over a glove? Like, who let that happen?
Oh, in court?
Yeah. Who the fuck let that happen?
I actually don't know how he finessed his hand in the glove.
He literally had a glove on, and they made him fit the glove that they found at the scene.
Because OJ definitely killed his
wife. He was like,
wife.
It don't fit.
OJ killed his son.
Wasn't he a free man now about
Chris
Allen?
He's Chris Darden.
Chris Darden, yeah.
He's a lawyer, right?
American lawyer, black author, nigger. Actor, lecturer.
Actor?
Damn, this nigga's everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, scammer. But that nigga, he's defending Nipsey Hussle's killer. That's all I wanted to say. He's a bitch. He defended, you know what I'm saying? He
it's
just,
job,
he,
though.
Fuck him.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, I would have to decline that shit.
Nobody should, oh, he did. No, he quit because he was getting death threats. Because nobody should be fucking with that case. Let that nigga burn in prison. Don't even send a nigga to jail. Just let him sit there.
Nah, let him get free. Let the streets handle him.
Yo, I'd rather the jail handle him, nigga. Everybody in there?
No, because it's different. I wouldn't say, yeah, that's true too, but also the jail, the way it works, the underworld, like, he's still a crip. He's still got family in there.
Yo,
I'm talking about his own blood family probably could still be in there.
All right, his blood family, though, but imagine how much money Nip put into everybody else in that hood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true too, but
how many families he took care of and shit, like, You can't beat
just
that.
Just on street level, because
fed the hood, like literally.
Because you gotta understand, this nigga's been in jail since April, and nothing has happened to him yet. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, somebody's in there is protecting him, or he's protecting himself. Reason. Yeah, because I mean, it's just how it is. It's just he's a gang member, and he probably has people that ride for him more than Nipsey. That probably there's probably somebody in jail that knows him. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't fuck with this guy.
But it's weird.
I'm just saying how this shit probably works.
The same set too, like.
Well, you know, Crips fight Crips.
Yeah, but the same set they don't. You will never see 60s beef with other 60s. This is the first time I've ever seen two 60s beef with each other, honestly.
Oh, yeah, that's rare. But yeah. Crips do fight Crips, though. Compared to Bloods. Bloods don't even fight Bloods like that. Crips fight Crips.
Crips be going at it, bro.
Yeah, Crips will murder Crips.
Like, Hoovers and 60s, they've been beefing forever.
Oh, this nigga knows.
Yeah. Yeah,
Hoovers and 60s don't.
And like 8-Trade gangsters, they was beefing. I can't remember who the fuck they're beefing with, but due to Nipsey's death, they did do a little peace out with the 8-Trade gangsters and whoever they're beefing with.
Yeah, but that's where it started at though. 8-Trades and 60s, they started beefing or whatever. I don't know what the fuck happened when Hoovers pulled up, but
since the 60s, even where I'm from, and gangs ain't even like. No, we're not from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? But even where I'm from, Crips fight Crips. Crips kill Crips.
Yeah, I don't like to affiliate myself in any gang.
Me neither. I just have a lot of information.
I about to say, I just know a lot of niggas. I just know I ain't even gonna lie.
I know people that are in it. I just don't like it.
They some ruthless ass niggas, yo.
I feel like they just don't have no morals. But they have zero morals. It's crazy, though, because they do have morals. Morals is in their gang, though. Yeah. Like, how our morals is in our family, their morals is in their gang, which is crazy, because if their big homies, like, shoot this nigga.
He's gonna shoot
they
him,
just going
to shoot
him.
They ain't
going
to ask why.
No.
But the problem, the reason why I won't do gangs, though, is because I just can't stand how black gangs are not real organizations. A white gang...
There is some white gangs that, like...
White gangs have shot callers and shit.
Yo, Mexican gangs have like BMF, flags and
BMF. They were really organized at one point.
Yeah, but they shit got thrown off. Yeah. They weren't really a gang. They're a bunch of niggas that's getting real money, which is another thing I don't like about. I mean, hold time out, man. I love saying this shit, but a lot big meat of niggas had billboard. Imagine a cocaine dealer with billboards in his city. You driving down 95 and you pull into the city of Atlanta and there's a billboard of the biggest cocaine dealer in the city. You know how lit that is? That shit is amazing. That nigga just imagine. I want to see what the fucking billboard looked like. Like when the nigga just getting money. Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna find this motherfucking billboard. I heard this shit from a special source. Big Meech billboards. Just see if we can find one, man. Let's see if we can find one.
It comes up. Let's see if the picture comes up.
Because if I could find one, them motherfucker.
Find what? The billboard?
Nigga,
talking about this one?
Get the fuck!
Is that it?
Yeah, that's nigga. Oh my lord!
Wow.
That's
the word is BMF. Damn.
That's
yo, but 50. I don't know if 50 is in that shit, but he's been like.
Oh, he's doing the documentary for it. Yeah, he's doing documentary for it, and I cannot wait to see because you want to talk about niggas getting some real money. I got to see these niggas putting billboards. I mean. You know, this is why I couldn't sell coke. I can see me doing it. I think I'm only getting excited because I would do this shit, nigga. Nigga, like, that shit is crazy, yo. That shit is crazy. That nigga's putting... Imagine that, yo. Just imagine you're driving BMF. What the fuck is that, honey? Like, imagine the white people driving to Atlanta trying to figure out what the fuck that is.
Big Mexican food?
Yeah, listen, I think it's the next exit. Like, you can go to the next exit you want to. Your ass a bird. You get a bird. Nigga, Oprah over there passing out birds, nigga.
Go ahead and throw that ball at me, bro. Throw the ball for the 250. Let me see what I can do.
Nigga, I would have hopped off that exit, though. So what? I can get me a billboard up in Maryland, nigga. Oh. Or out here. Imagine driving down 95 and instead of that big ass 18-wheeler fucking billboard, it's a billboard of me with my niggas and shit. We just selling cocaine. Y'all niggas been like, yo, man. Y'all be like, yo.
But you see, they didn't.
We had called police on this nigga.
It wasn't known as a gang. It was more of an organization. That's why they got away with a lot of shit at first. Cause they didn't know, like Big Meech. He wasn't hiding. This nigga was living a regular life.
You know. All right, I got one more Big Meech story. Now this one's my favorite though. This nigga Big Meech brought a, and I heard the story from Jeezy. Which if you know about Jeezy, you know that this nigga that it wouldn't be no Jeezy without Big Meech. Yeah. So Jeezy, fucking
you a real nigga.
Big Meech Jeezy. Sidebar, because Jeezy just dropped the album Friday, so I feel it's only right to say this, and it's his last album, so I'm going to do a little Jeezy appreciation for 2 seconds. But besides Jay-Z, Jeezy is, and T.I., I give T.I. props when it comes down to this, but Jeezy is one of the most authentic cocaine rappers in the game. He is BMF. A lot of people don't know, like, one of the BMF members is Jeezy. So you know, you got Big Meech and all these other niggas, Blue Da Vinci, all these other niggas and shit. But you also got...
BMF was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Chicago, Atlanta, all that. They got a number two?
Yeah, phone number they can call.
Oh, Billboard. It was the organization.
And that's him and his niggas on that motherfucker. Nigga. That's him and his niggas, nigga. With a white man behind it. Hey, yo, Black Excellence.
White man's either the manager Black or the excellence. Producer.
No, that nigga is the lawyer. I get you out of here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Big Meech. I got you. That nigga, hey... I need to get a part. But motherfucking, not now. I want to be a part of Jeezy shit. All right, so back to Jeezy. So this nigga was saying how this nigga Big Meech brought a plane. Now, niggas got jets and shit. But this nigga brought like a plane, like a Delta Airline plane. Uh-huh. And flew all his niggas, like Lil Jon, everybody that was popping in Atlanta at the time, to fucking like the Cayman Islands and some shit. And this nigga get drunk halfway through the plane session. And ask the pilot, can you fly this motherfucker? If that's not the most ballin'est shit ever. I mean, nigga, like Kodak was cool that let me drive the boat shit. Imagine you coming into a cockpit with a motherfucking bottle of champagne. Let me fly this motherfucker. I brought this motherfucker. I'm flying this bitch. That'd be hard, yo. Shout out to Big Meech. Free Big Meech, nigga. Free Big Meech.
Did he ever get out?
Nah, he's still in. He's one of them niggas I wish would get out right now. Like, I think he needs to get out. Cause I'm sure after doing this long, much time in prison, I'm sure you learn, like, okay, let me not make the same mistakes. Sure, yeah. And I'm sure he's such a stable in hip hop and in the South. Like, I'm sure, like, somebody would give him a nice little $1 million startup. Like, you know, nigga, I know you're good for it. Like, go ahead, flip that. You know what I'm saying?
Now, speaking of people that's locked up, though, you think 6ix9ine will ever come back from the shit he did?
He better not. Fuck 6ix9ine. I don't think people realize the level of culture appropriation. Hold on, let me say something real quick. I don't think people realize the level of culture appropriation. We let this piece of shit come into our culture.
Nah, listen.
And talk that gangster shit and not even be a gangster and go against the grain after.
Listen. It didn't start like that. I forgot who it was and what gang it was. It was some dude that he started... The Treyway shit or
who Shotty?
Nah, not Shotty. Yo, actually, Shotty's big homie.
Yo, this dog. Yo, come on, man, get the go farted. Home, yo. You over here shitting and shit.
God damn.
Go home, Diamond. Go home.
Nah, but he was doing some.
Go home. You smell like shit. You gotta go. You're kicked out. First person kicked out the fucking podcast is the dog. You good? You ain't got. Yeah, you good. Just she gonna be back. Hopefully she smells better when she get back.
Nah, but this nigga was the nigga that took in 6ix9ine. But his image for 6ix9ine wasn't a gangster or nothing like that. So he was basically like funding his overseas tours and shit, making sure they had merch. He was just paying for everything. And then he got locked up for some shit. So Shotty and some other people took over 6ix9ine's image. And like 6ix9ine actually got jumped into the gang. He's an actual gang member. You know what I'm saying? And it was basically his influence that made him get all those face tattoos and do all this
that's
shit.
That's cool,
they
though,
changed
but...
his image. The big homie that actually put him into the game, he wasn't trying to do that.
It's still cultural appropriation, though.
Yeah, true.
You can't be throwing... I mean, this nigga, first of all, he's not even black. That's number one.
Mexican and Puerto Rican.
But so he's not even...
Technically,
yeah.
If you're Puerto Rican, you're inside out black, nigga.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not.
Listen.
I don't think his dad is the Puerto Rican one.
I don't that's agree.
Nah, his mom's a Mexican one. I don't even think he grew up with his dad.
Yeah, I don't agree with all whatever 6ix9ine did with here, sending dude. Shots to people and stuff like that.
It's turning red.
But listen why. Well, listen why this nigga snitched. Just listen why he snitched. He made potentially made millions of dollars. Come on, before we go further,
are you about to justify?
No, I'm not going to justify it. I'm just going to tell his story.
No, fuck that. If you sometimes join a game play and you say all this hot shit, you can't. I don't care what nobody does to you. That stays in the streets. You come back.
Once you get to a certain point in time, I understand. Once you get to a certain point that it's your head against others,
nigga, what you think?
They robbed him. They fucking stole money out of his mouth. They stole food out of this nigga's mouth. They sent them on.
They sent them on hella tours. If you are a star, you have the right to get them niggas the fuck out of here. You chose to stay with them niggas. He tried hard enough.
They jumped that nigga. He tried to fucking fire everybody and they were going to put a fucking lead in his head. Why the FBI picked him up and they said, this is going down.
Initially, the FBI was going to protect him. 60 years.
You go to jail for 60 years, or you tell me what these niggas that don't even like you, that want to kill you, that don't jump you, stole your money, don't made 50 tour dates, and there's no, he didn't even know about it.
With all that, yeah, that's true. But with all that, he still was partaking
A gang member, yeah.
He's on camera putting $30,000 on certain people's heads.
So when he comes out, he can't rep the Bloods anymore. He can't rep
I mean, you gotta keep it
in the United States.
You gotta keep it in the street. There's niggas out here that don't play that shit at all. There's niggas out here that literally never even did the crime they're in prison for, but they're so fucking down. I'm taking my time. I put myself here. I'm gonna take my time.
I know it's facts because there's a close homie to me that his mom went through some shit. She ain't do nothing, but just because she dies by the code, she did 7 years.
Yeah,
and she ain't even do
that. That code is strong, and if you ain't got it, you can't get respected. Yeah. It's just like when you go to college and you come get a new job somewhere, and you give them niggas that certification paper. If you ain't got that, you're not getting that job. That code right there is that certification paper. That gives you that respect to go further on in life. If you ain't got that shit, but it all depends on who you are. Didn't play the civilian role. Yeah, and that's the problem. Now, if he would have played the civilian role, like a Wiz Khalifa type, I'm just here to make my music, get high, fuck bitches and shit. Mm-hmm. If he played that role, hell, if he was even just popping Zans and just doing it, having fun, if he was playing that role, it would have been different. But he didn't play that role.
He did play the hot nigga.
Yeah, he was on.
He was. That was his main attraction. The funny shit he was saying on Instagram.
It only goes for 60 minutes.
A word. We got that much content. It don't even feel like it's been 60 minutes.
That's cool though. We'll wrap it up.
But so we gotta do this shit again. But we do gotta wrap this shit up. NWA motherfucking podcast. We got this nigga Brand up in this bitch.
Hey, he coming M&Ms, back in this bitch. They were good as fuck.
He brought the. We got man. Wish we had a fucking camera so you can see all this military food on the motherfucking table. I'm definitely ready.
6 pounds of this shit.
I'm ready to take that motherfucking the matches stuff. Which just come with me. The matches. I smoke matches? Safely. Nigga, no butane, nigga.
You know what else is in matches?
Burn them out.
What? Burn them out.
Black them out. What the fuck? You can't. All right, man. What time is it, man?
No, man. It's time to get.
It's time to get black them out. I gotta go to the store.
It's too far away.
It is. Good thing you got a car. Well, I got a car.
My car fucked up.
I heard.
Really?
Is this shit still going?
Yeah.
Still recording?
Yeah, stop it.
NWA podcast, baby. We out.
Peace.